verse 1 of chapter 5. He says, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. You remember old Diogenes, the Greek philosopher, went through Athens with a lantern, asking, what's he looking for? He says, I'm looking for an honest man. Never did find him. I think you'd have that trouble in Los Angeles. Maybe in your town, you'd have that same kind of trouble. But this is a revelation of something. Why didn't Abraham keep praying for Sodom and Gomorrah? He stopped praying when he asked for 10. God would have saved the city for one. And he had to get that one out of the city. And he got Lot out before he could destroy the city. This is a tremendous message. Now, listen how he speaks of his people. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. What's the big sin in this country today? Sex is the sin, but we don't call it sin today. It's just a new morality, you see. But you see, God still speaks of it. And may I say, this is sarcasm of the first water. Every man's neighing like a horse for his neighbor's wife. What a picture of our contemporary culture today, and what a message it is. Now, over in verse 27, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they become great and waxen rich. A great many kids went out and became hippies because of the condition that was in the home. I've talked to them. I think that would be a pretty good estimate. Now, in chapter 6, here is the revelation that this reformation was only on the surface. Verse 14, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There was a little healing, but it was like pouring talcum powder on a cancer and say that you've healed it. And there are those who do that too. And they were saying peace when there was no peace. And I hear a great deal about peace today. But may I say to you, we're getting ready for, I think, maybe the great final conflict. Now, he accuses them of covetousness. He says in verse 13, far from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. That's the great sin of America today. They covet gold and silver, riches, fame, and the neighbor's wife. Those are the things today that men covet. Now, as we've given these two verses on rejection, they have rejected. God says, you've rejected my law. God says that I will reject you. And when I reject you, the men of the world are going to reject you. Interesting, isn't it? And it is working out in our day. A great nation that has spent billions of dollars. We've tried to buy friends throughout the world. We are not loved today by any means in this big, bad world because we rejected God, and God will reject us. I turn over to the 6th chapter, verse 19, and this is all one message, and I'm just lifting out the high points. In verse 19, I read, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected me and rejected it. They have rejected the word of God. They have rejected God. Now, when they do that, then there's something that always follows. God rejects them. Notice verse 30, the last verse in this message. He says, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Now, that's a very remarkable verse. That word reprobate, they've had a lot of trouble with it. What does it mean? It's the same word as the word reject. The Lord hath rejected them. And it actually, I think, should be rejected silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. This ought to be a solemn message, but I'm afraid we'll treat it lightly.